Now, let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for hanging in there, joining us for this second half of the Let's Face the Issues broadcast today. Let me remind you that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Love to have your input, your dialogue, and your discussion about the issues we're speaking on today. We're talking about evidence of the last days. And in very simplistic terms, I've simply called it the principles versus the policy. We talk about some of the principles that we have, but there's the policies that contradict that. For example, we blame guns for murder, and yet we murder more by way of abortion and by drugs that we allow to take place because we're legalizing drugs across America today. And we'd gotten to the point just before the broadcast, we're talking about some of the things that we find in the policy versus the principles that we're talking about, and that is that our schools are paid for by the taxpayers, and we educate our children in the worldly sense. We do so by brainwashing them rather than giving them what used to be called the three R's, reading, writing, and arithmetic, as it was summarily called. We're brainwashing them into Islam. We're teaching them to worship Mother Earth and talking about climate change. In fact, I believe it was in New York City just the other day, where 1 million-plus students were allowed to be out of school so that they could march and demonstrate against the politicians and the political system that did not believe in climate change. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you know it, but the United Nations is meeting this week, and our president, thank God for him, our president is attending the seminar, if you please, or an engagement there at the UN dealing with Christian persecution rather than going to the climate change symposium that they're discussing about climate change. Most of the world leaders are going to the climate change symposium, whereas our president's going to listen to those speakers talking about the Christian persecution on a global basis. I don't know about you, but I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful that he recognizes which of the two out of those two issues, which are the most important one, and that is to understand the Christian persecution in America today. We're teaching our kids in school today, ladies and gentlemen. We're teaching them all manner of sexual perversion and immorality. We're allowing, ladies and gentlemen, the LGBTQ, and whatever other acronym you want to give it, LGBTQIP, LGBTQI, the I is intersex, and the P is the pedophile. The pedophiles are pushing now to be part of the LGBTQ organization and group. There are movements across America today in different state houses by different legislators being paid by lobbyists that's pushing to allow pedophilia to be legalized, and it eventually will be in some of the states on the left coast, as I call it. They're probably the first ones to do so. But that's the push next, is to allow pedophilia and the bestiality, et cetera, along with the LGBTQIP. That's where it's headed. And that's being taught in our public schools. What at one time was called vile, vulgar, filthy pornography is open in the classroom today under the guise of sex education. They're having videos and performances taking place in the classrooms, ladies and gentlemen, that would shock the average parent to death if you knew what your child, your grandchild, or your child's being taught in the public school. And it's because we're taking taxpayer dollars, public school dollars, and we're brainwashing our children, and we're destroying the morals and the ethics and the values. That perversion, that immorality is being taught today on a rampant basis, paid for by the taxpayers, we the people. We give them days out of school so that they can demonstrate for climate change and for climate control, as it would be called. Ladies and gentlemen, we admonish parents not to abuse our children, and yet we push the LGBTQ agenda for pedophilia and perverts recruitment of our children. Most of the schools across America today in the public libraries and in the libraries in our schools are allowing the drag queen story hour to take place, where it has been discovered that the great number of those drag queen story hour presenters are, in fact, those that have been caught, tried, convicted for pedophilia and for perversion and for child abuse, sexual abuse on children. And yet we're allowing that to take place. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know of anything that could be any more antithetical than to say from one side of the government, out of one side of the officials' mouths, local, state, and national, that you can't abuse a child. And for the most part, ladies and gentlemen, child abuse by a governmental official is where a parent is taking the responsibility biblically and disciplining that child and training that child and occasionally having to spank that child, and it's called child abuse. But yet under the governmental banner, it's okay to abuse that child by sexual perversion and immorality, and teaching that child that we need to worship Mother Earth, and teaching that child that abortion is okay, that murder by way of abortion is okay. And yet if a child, a recent one where a fifth grader had a picture of a gun drawn, and because the picture on paper had been sketched out, a picture of a gun, he was summarily suspended from school. That's where we are in America today. I believe we have a call on the phone. Go with the question or comment, please.
Good afternoon, Dr. Youngblood. My name's Danny. The churches tell us that the schools tell us that they can't, separation of church and state, that they can't let us pray or do anything like that in the school. Well, in fact, the climate religion that they're pushing on us and all these other types of religion is an ideology and a belief system. And they're pushing a religion, a belief system on all the students and telling them that they cannot hold on to their traditional religion.
That's exactly right. In fact, climate change and the worship of Mother Earth, it is called. It's not Mother Earth, it's Father God that created the heavens and the earth and all that's therein. And yet we are teaching them in our schools, just as you said, Danny, we're teaching them in our schools that we need to worship the earth. In fact, we'll talk about it later in this broadcast, where Union Theological Seminary in New York had a whole session where they're worshiping the planet, worshiping plants, and praying to the plants and asking the plants to forgive them for the sin of misuse and abuse of the plant life. And so you're exactly right. It is paid for religion. Listen, this thing of the LGBTQ, this thing of the abortion on demand, this thing of the climate change, all of that is a form of religion. Along with Islam, it is allowing that to be taught in our public schools, just as you said. But the cross is banned. The Bible is banned. Prayer is banned. You cannot, in fact, in many of the schools today, you can't even have the Pledge of Allegiance to our United States flag in our public schools, because all of these things are supposed to be antithetical to making everyone feel good. Somebody might feel bad. Somebody might feel left out. And so they're allowing Pandora's box to be opened and closing the door on morals and ethics and values or anything that will protect our children. You're exactly right.
Well, thank you, Dr. Youngblood. I appreciate your radio show, and I enjoy sitting in the aisles and listening to your sermons on Sunday. Thank you.
Thank you so much, and God bless you, brother. We appreciate you calling for your comments in relationship to that. I'm humbled by them, and thank you for them. Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to Let's Face the Issues. You can dial 831-0917. Jump in the dialogue and discussion at any point in time. We're talking about today the principles versus policy. We're talking about the evidences of the last days that we're in. We admonish parents not to abuse our children, yet we are destroying our children's morals and ethics and values with the LGBTQ agenda, the pedophile and the perverts. And ladies and gentlemen, the pedophiles and the perverts cannot reproduce. They can recruit, and that's what's taking place in and through our public school system with what they're allowing to happen, paid for by we the people, the taxpayers. We're publicly by the politicians, we're publicly practicing child abuse, and yet we allow the drag queens to continue to carry out their recruitment, and we are allowing it to be done and paying for it. I believe we have another caller on the line. Go over the question or the comment, please.
Yes. God bless you, Dr. Youngblood, for continuing to sound the alarm loud and clear. We are, no doubt about it, that we are in challenging days. The whole idea of the drug abuse, the narcotic, yes, drug abuse, I believe it's the enemies, the powers of darkness, is one of the biggest strategies in ushering or young people, ushering men and women, young people, boys and girls, into hell, into eternal damnation. Because they, when the mind is destroyed, then, you know, they are sure candidates. So the drug abuse mess up the minds, and then they become sure candidates for hell. And the whole problem, our biggest problem today, I think, in other words, you are there speaking every day and doing the best you can. What I'm fully convinced about is that a lot of what we would call middle class, the so-called intelligent people, are totally in ignorance of what is happening, because they are locked into a partisan box. The box, let me say, they are Democrats, and they are totally to listen to anything else or any way, like, just like all the Catholic Church say, well, your Catholics don't go to the, anymore to any other church. You must, you're never to go. These people are Democrats, and it's a crime to listen to Fox or to read anything else but what the liberal media give them. So they are total ignorance to everything that is happening. We have people who fill the pews in church, thousands, and they will get up and vote tomorrow if they vote. Some might not bother vote because there's no motivation to vote. They might realize that things are not good, so they don't worry to vote at all, or they go and vote Democrat, and they are not concerned that we are losing our freedom, and especially the church, the Christians, we will be in the crosshairs because we will have to say no other way but come to Jesus. And in other words, a lot of these people who are in charge and making decisions, they want the freedom to do as they like. They don't
Absolutely.
Want anybody to say this is wrong, this is right. They will abuse the children, give them the porn and everything, do whatever. But no, they don't want to be told that it's wrong. It's not right.
That's exactly right. One of the things that you're saying, and I'm thinking of the scripture in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 12, where the scripture says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, and against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." And that's exactly what we see taking place today, ladies and gentlemen, is the demonic activity that's happening. And ladies and gentlemen, it's coming out of the Socialist Marxist Democratic Party primarily that we're finding in America today. And I'm not trying to absolve the responsibility of the Republicans, because many of them say one thing and do another when they get into office. It is, again, going back to the principles versus the policy. Thank you so much for your call. I believe we have another call on the line. Go over the question and the comment, please.
Yes, sir. Mr. Longbutt, this is Mr. Aslan here in Jacksonville. Thank you so much for your program. Thank you for standing tall for our Lord. We see that the WBQ, whatever they are called, that are using the format of what they're trying to do, destroy the family, which is God's ordained. I think what we fail to look sometimes, I'm going through it now myself, of 24 years going through a divorce because Satan is playing a heyday on the families today. We just need to stand up and pray for our families and keep our foundation strong in the Lord and keep our focus on His, because the times that are going on do not upset me. They kind of excite me because it's all been prophesied it's going to happen, and I'm excited it's going to be soon. Thank you, brother.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for that call. You're exactly right. The scripture says in Psalms 11:3, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? And I say that before the foundations are destroyed, the righteous need to stand up, speak up, be heard, and be seen. And yes, the enemy is trying to tear down and destroy. And the primary thing the enemy wants to tear down and destroy is the family unit. If the enemy, if Satan and his demonic foes can destroy the firm foundation of the family, it destroys the family, it destroys the faith, it destroys the future of the United States of America. And ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly what Nancy Pelosi and the Socialist Marxist Democratic Party, they're attempting to do. In fact, House Bill 5, which passed the House by 240 votes, it was called the Equality Act. It's now in the Senate, Senate Bill 788, and it has 46 senators already signed on board with that. If that ever becomes law, ladies and gentlemen, it will close the churches, destroy the Christians, persecute and prosecute Christians, because it says clearly in the bill that the church will not be able to publish, print, or in any way distribute any material that will be antithetical to the LGBTQ and or Islam, because that would become a felony against the law. It will close churches and persecute and prosecute every Christian businesses, and Christian organizations and ministries across America. And that's where it's headed, ladies and gentlemen. We need to wake up, listen up, and understand the danger that we're in America. I'm not all negative. That's not the point. But I'm simply telling you what's happening and then pointing to us what we need to do is recognize that. And in the recognition of that, we need to recognize what the scripture says in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3 and 4. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. Ladies and gentlemen, that word fables means fiction, false, myth, mythologies, and that's where we are today, ladies and gentlemen. I believe we have another caller on the line. Go over the question, the comment, please. Hello.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood.
Yes, go ahead with your question or comment.
Yes, thank you for standing up for the truth. Dr. Youngblood, I lay this at the church's feet, not all of it, but when you read or watch the news Friday night, and the president has said marriage between two men or two women is okay, and you get up Sunday morning and go to church, and the pastor doesn't say a thing about it. Or you see this Equality Act is passed by the Congress, you go to church Sunday morning, and the pastor doesn't say a single thing about it, you just accept that what the government's doing must be okay. And to me, there's nobody like yourself that's standing up, because some of those liberal Democrats, they do go to church, and they don't want to offend them, because if you offend them, it's going to reduce the size of the congregation and less money is going to come in. So I think that the church has a big responsibility. Their hands are dirty.
One of the problems that we find with so many that are, as I call them, and I do this openly and honestly and have for many, many, many years, so many of our spineless preachers, they're afraid of numbers, nickels, and noses. They're afraid of the numbers in the pew. They're afraid of the nickels in the offering plate and the noses that attend on a regular basis. Most of them, as a result of being hirelings, if the numbers, nickels, and noses start to be depleted, then they're asked to leave because they're hirelings. And the scripture says when the hireling sees the wolf coming, they run. But when it's the shepherd, he stands and defends the sheep. And that's one of the major problems that we find in America today, is that we, the Christians, we are the majority. We are the moral majority, as the gentleman, one of our callers, said earlier, back in the days of Falwell with the moral majority. We still are the moral majority, but we are silent. We've slipped into a coma. We've gone into the closet, and we're fearful to take a stand. And I believe it's time, just as our caller just mentioned, that we take the stand, that we are verbal and visible, and we stand up and voice what the Word of God says. We ought to be standing on the truth of the Word of God every day. We're publicly and politically against child abuse, and yet the drag queen story time is paid for by taxpayer money. We say that we want our children to grow up in the educational system, and yet we ban the Bible in the school. And ladies and gentlemen, listen, a person without the knowledge of the Word of God is not truly educated. A person that does not know the Word of God, stand on the Word of God, adhere to the Word of God, is not truly educated. This is the reason, ladies and gentlemen, I've said for years, I personally believe, and you can call in and argue with me if you want to, you can disagree with me, I believe it's an impossibility. Hear me. I believe it's an impossibility for an individual to be saved, S-A-V-E-D, blood bought, Bible saved, born again. I'm not talking about being a good person. I'm not talking about being a Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, Episcopalian, or any other denomination. I'm talking about it's an impossibility for a person to be saved and be a Democrat. It's an impossibility. Because the Democratic Party they've already booed God. They've already cast God out of the Democratic Party. They have embraced murder by way of abortion. They have embraced the pedophile, pervert, LGBTQ. They've embraced everything that's antithetical to written, revealed, inspired, infallible Word of God. And it's an impossibility to do that and be saved, ladies and gentlemen. A person without the knowledge of the Word of God is truly not an educated person. So let's examine just a few of these confusing, conflicting issues today. For years now, we have advocated for the and passed the laws in 33 states to legalize marijuana. And now California, Oregon, Colorado, Washington State, and other states are faced with the super increase of overdoses, of emergency rooms with preteens and teenagers, and death of teenagers, burglaries, home invasions. Social services are going up exponentially as a result of the loss of homes and the loss of families and the family units as a result of drugs in the homes, especially in the state of Colorado, ladies and gentlemen. You go back and research Colorado and the condition it's in. In fact, Lupenhaver, whatever his name was, that was one of the candidates for a brief period of time for the Socialist Democratic Party for president. He was the former governor of the state of Colorado, and about 9 months before his term was out in Colorado as governor, he said, we must go back and readdress and reanalyze this issue of marijuana in the state of Colorado. He had seen the handwriting on the wall and the dangers of it. But, ladies and gentlemen, that state is in chaos today, and they claim that they passed the legislation to make marijuana legal, medical marijuana and recreational marijuana, so that it would prevent the black market of marijuana and drugs, as they called it. Now the black market in the state of California, Oregon, Washington State, and in Colorado are surpassing the legal sales, and the only reason the states are upset is because they're not getting the tax money. State of California, for example, gets about $5.5 billion a year taxes off the backs of the people that's duped into using the drugs and become slaves to the drugs then. It destroys their mind and their future, and the states are having to pick up the tab. So, if you please, if that's not enough to destroy the families, now Colorado has passed a new law. Listen, ladies and gentlemen. State of Colorado just passed, it's one of six states that just passed a new law to legalize topless dress for women. I just made a little marginal note in my speaking outline that says, wow, here's the article. If you can tolerate the thought of it. The days of Lot, this writer says, six states now allow women to appear topless in public with more to follow as America's morals continue to evaporate in the rising spiritual darkness. Subtitle then on this says Colorado City's decision to discontinue a legal battle to bar women from appearing topless in public has effectively legalized the risque fashion statement in six western states. Further, the article stated the feminist portion in the LGBTQ movement, the pedophile LGBTQ movement in America, and it now has quickly spread out to receive support from many other groups as well. The article further says, so why, after 6,000 years of human existence, is such a thing a big deal? Because public nudity and open immorality are part of what life will be like in the time of Jacob's trouble under the Antichrist. Why is that? The Bible refers to this. I'm reading the article. The Bible refers to this dark people as the days of Lot, when Lot lived in Sodom. So it is no coincidence that Sodomites are behind the current push to go topless. In fact, he recites in the text in the article here, Luke 17, 28 through 30, where the scripture says, likewise also, as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the days when the Son of Man is revealed. This article further states in summary, six states now allow women to be topless in public, with many more, if not all of them, to follow. As America doubles down on her resolve to embrace the LGBTQ agenda, morals are being tossed out the window. If any of the current Democratic candidates running for this party's nomination wins in 2020, this state of immorality will proceed at a pace that will make your eyes bleed. End quote. And don't forget one thing, this writer says, in all this newfound sexual freedom that people are embracing right now, just remember, the LGBTQ plus is going to add the P, that is for pedophile, under its umbrella in the very near future. Ladies and gentlemen, if that's not a horrifying thought, nothing is. I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen, the principles versus policy. And the same principle that applies in relationships says that there needs to be morality, there needs to be purity, we need to protect our children, we need to protect the families, we need to protect the faith of the people. Ladies and gentlemen, it's being torn down, undermined, and destroyed by the policies that's being made by the politicians in America that's destroying the family, the faith, and the future of our homes in the United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, I am horrified by the thought of where this nation is headed unless Christians stand up and speak up, unless pastors in the pulpit stand up and preach against it. One of our previous callers talked about, why aren't the pastors saying something? Back in the 1700s and the 1800s, pastors would, any time the politicians in the city or the county, the local municipality would do something that was antithetical to Scripture, the pastor would preach on it that Sunday, and then his message would be publicly printed and posted in the community billboard so that every politician in that city would know that the pastor had called him out for his flagrant disregard for the Word of God. I think it's time we reinstate that. I think it's time we take some of the pastor's messages that's standing up against what's happening in our cities and publicize them by television, radio, newspaper, and the printed page in the public square in our cities to make the political leadership understand that we will not tolerate it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're finding a deterioration today in America. The modern Sodom and Gomorrah. We have the rampant drugs and the raw disregard for decency and the decadence across America today that should cause Christians to take a stand and say not so. We should stand up. We should verbalize our objection. We should say, as the scripture says, for if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? And the righteous can stand up, speak up, and say something in regard to it. We must stand against the demonic decisions made by these politicians. Yet today, even Bible seminaries are bowing to political correctness. Some of them are the oldest seminaries in America. They're rejecting the firm foundation of theological doctrinal teachings of the Bible and allowing homosexuality, abortion, the LGBTQ agenda, and Planned Parenthood to invade the spaces where the Word of God ought to be taught but is no longer being done. A good example of that is the political correctness in the seminary is found in Union Theological Seminary in New York. Let me just read you a part of this article. Students at Union Theological Seminary confess climate sins to the planets. And I have a picture here of their confessing the sins. A whole group of planets laid out there on the floor before them. They're all sitting seated around the plants, and they're confessing their sins to the plants. In a shocking end-time display of the prophesied lukewarm Laodicean church of the end times, students at Union Theological Seminary prayed to the display of the plants set up in a chapel of the school, prompting the institution to issue a statement explaining the practice as many of the social media mocked them. This article goes on to say, but you needn't be too shocked or surprised by all of this. A quick trip to the Union Theological Seminary website, you will learn that Union is one of the first major seminaries in the U.S. to open the doors to a new program devoted to non-Christian communities. What do they mean by this statement, non-Christian communities? They mean that they proudly teach Islam, Buddhism, and part of the irregularities engagement. That is to say that Christianity and the Bible is not the only way to God or to heaven. So be careful before you send your child off to the Christian college, because they just may come back as a Muslim, a Buddhist, or something like that, or even an atheist. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm saddened to see what's happening to these major theological universities and seminaries, Harvard University, Yale, Princeton, all at one time used to be on the Word of God, focused on the Word of God, started by pastors and preachers to teach and preach the Word of God, but they have fallen from that ethical standard. And today, ladies and gentlemen, we need to look up, lift up our head, for our redemption draweth nigh. We need to stand up and speak up, realizing that we're in the last days, and the policies and the principles are not the same as we would think they would be. We need to tune in next time as we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 120 21 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located just 1 mile south of I-295. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. Sunday evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study, prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in this same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard every evening, 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM. Tune in and invite others to listen.